Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. How can you apply leveling up to your life, even if you're not the type of person who plays video games? Let's go. Hey, I'm Matt Sherman, and welcome to Geek Psychology, where I help you find your true character, level it up, and play life better. Like in video games, the concept of leveling up is simple. You gain experience points, and your character becomes stronger, better, faster, wiser, and more powerful. When we level up, we become the person who is capable of handling a challenge that would have previously been out of reach. Leveling up. What does it mean? The first thing to understand about leveling up is that it's not about getting stronger or faster or smarter than everyone else in real life. It's about getting better at something specific, usually a skill or an ability, and becoming competent at that skill so that you have more options available to you. The first law of cybernetics and a presupposition of neurolinguistic programming, NLP, called the law of requisite variety, states that the system or person with the most flexibility of behavior will control the system. And this means that the more flexible of an approach and mental dexterity that you have, the more likely you are to be able to handle whatever life throws at you. The second thing is that leveling up takes time and effort. It's not about doing one thing over and over again until you get it right. It's more about learning from your mistakes and improving each time so that you can get it right faster and more easily the next time. Can you really level up in life? When you play an RPG, there are a few ways to level up, right? You can fight monsters, you can explore, or you can complete quests, which also earns experience points. You can then spend those points on new stats or skills. In real life, we don't really spend XP, right? XP naturally gets put into leveling up whatever skill that you're using, for good or bad. You're burning in these neural pathways that make you better at doing whatever it is that you are currently doing to gain that XP. So if you're playing a sport, for example, you can practice and get better over time, right? If you're reading books or listening to podcasts, that's also leveling up your intelligence with a 10x modifier if you're actually putting it into use. If you're practicing escaping reality and being helpless, then you're leveling up that skill set as well. The reason using this mindset is so much harder than getting XP in a video game is because in real life, there aren't many clear instant rewards for leveling up. It's not like an RPG where every time you hear the ding and you get all the sparkles, you know, shooting off around you. But what if we could apply this mechanic to our own lives? What if by completing tasks and gaining experience, we could actually level up in real life? What would that look like? Well, the first thing we need to do is to find a way to measure how much XP you get for completing tasks. Let's say that you want to level up in your career as a writer. So you decide to get 1 XP every time you write something and 2 XP when somebody else reads it. So the more you write and the more people that you get to read what you wrote, then the more XP you gain. So when you track your XP on a chart, you actually can see how much XP you've gotten over time. Like if you write something every day and someone reads it every day, then in 1 week you've gained 21 XP. So the point is that with a system like this, you can see how much progress you're making and adjust accordingly. So set a number of XP that you're wanting to reach. I use my level times 120 in my gamified journal, and then I focus on making progress towards it through gaining XP. You can click the link below or in the comments if you want to use the journal too. With using XP this way, what you're actually doing is you're making it inevitable that you achieve the things that you want in life. By doing the things that are important to you day in and day out, whether you feel like it or not, you're actually transforming yourself into who you want to become. That's why leveling up is so addicting. The feeling of getting closer to your goal, to whatever transformation you want, whether it's building a business or achieving your fitness goals, saving for retirement, or getting better at a craft or art or something like that. It's motivating and rewarding. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. And if you're going to be successful, then it's important that you actually create a habit of success. When you have momentum and traction and you're on the path to doing something that you really want, you're less likely to struggle with distraction. Then nothing can stop you, right? Nothing can stop you from accomplishing whatever it is that matters to you. So if you like the metaphor of life is a game, then you can always play better. And leveling up in real life is actually easier than you think. So in order to do that, number one, stretch yourself out of your comfort zone. Number two, be consistent with actions every day. Number three, track your progress and reward yourself for making progress on what's important to you. Like and subscribe if this resonates with you, and good luck, have fun. Peace.
The lights. Get them out of my way. Get them out of my way. I'm melting.
What's up with this hair? How long has it been like that? Is my hair like that the whole time? I have to redo that one. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.